Hey, Jeffrey Davie, it's Saturday night. A great night, big band music, Jeffrey Davie, the Skyliners, and this was all recorded live.
All recorded live at one of our dances. So, you know, if there's a little error someplace along the way, why, you take it as it comes. We had a wonderful night a few nights ago, Johnny. We played live at the Festival of Light in Lafayette. It was cold. I mean, really cold. But we had a great time. We played all Christmas music, and that inspired us to do a Christmas album. So this summer, we're going to start working on a Christmas album and have it in plenty of time for next year.
Oh, I think that's great.
And we're going to call it A Swinging Christmas.
Hey.
Because one of the melodies we played the other night was as good to dance to as In the Mood.
Oh.
And when you can find a Christmas song to dance to that swings like In the Mood, you've really got something.
Jeffrey, let's talk about you and your music a little bit. I mentioned at the outset of this broadcast that you started out singing here, and I think we had to get a box to put you on to get you up to the microphone.
Yeah, I was pretty young, Johnny. I sang until I was, I think, about 14 or 15, and I sang here for 2 years, as I remember, with Martha Clary was playing the piano and backing me. Of course, I had no concept of timing or rhythm or singing in meter because Martha just followed me. If I held a note for a meter and a half, that was okay. And then when my voice changed, I got a job. Mr. Jones gave me the opportunity to be a disc jockey. John Dixon was here as a disc jockey at that particular time. And I started working here as a disc jockey, and then that was the end of singing. And I didn't sing again until, well, that's not really true when I say I never sang again. I used to sing to my beautiful wife all the time, and everybody sings in the shower. And when I was riding my horse in California, I'd be singing along, but never publicly, never, you know, any recordings or anything. But when I came back here, I wrote a song about my beautiful Juanita Marie. And I used to tell her all the time, I'd sing it to her, and I used to say, Mom, you know, one day I'm going to record this song. And I remember her saying, yeah, but who would listen to it but me? And I said, well, maybe the whole world. And now maybe not the whole world, but a lot of the world is listening to it because we're on a lot of radio stations around the country.
That's great.
And still doing well with my Juanita Marie, and I hope this one with the Skyliners Saturday night does as well.
I'll say to you, Mr. and Ms. Acadiana, the love story of Jeffrey and his Juanita Marie is one that would be hard to surpass. A deep love that started out as a deep love and only got better as time went along.
Oh, yeah. I met her when I was 17 and she was 15, and I've told you this story before. I said, boy, I want to marry that girl, so I went to ask her daddy, who was a big man. And he looked at me and he said, boy, you better go home and eat some more cornbread.
And you did.
I ate some more cornbread and came back again and again. And finally he said to me, well, if I keep saying no, you'll keep pestering me. I might as well say yes. And that was the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah, she was great. Really a great individual. You left singing and started radio announcing. What year was that, you remember?
I went into the service in 1953, and that's another story. I was drafted for the Army, and we were spending these big world transcriptions in those days.
I remember those.
And the Navy recruiter came up to furnish us with a new world transcription, and I said to him, you know, I won't be seeing you anymore because I'm drafted for the Army, and I'll be gone. And he said to me, oh, you don't want to do that. He said, you want to get into the Navy. If you can enlist before your Army induction date, they're going to let you do the same thing you're doing now. I said, you mean I could continue in radio? Oh, yeah, you're getting special services. I said, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. What do I do? He said, go down to New Orleans and sign up before your Army induction date. So I did. I went to New Orleans. I talked to the recruiter there, and he said the same thing. He said, oh, yeah, if you sign up for the Navy right now, we'll have you doing what you're doing in radio. So that sounded great. Finished boot camp, went for my audition for radio, and there must have been 100 guys there standing outside of this big building. And I said, you been in radio? Nope. You? Nope. You? Nope. Nobody had ever been in radio. I said, oh, I've got it made. So we get into this building, and they opened it up, and there was about 100 school desks, you know, with the little countertop. And there was a fella standing at the in the front, and he had a little recorder, and he had a little record on it. And he started playing this code, IRS, did-did-did-dow-did-dow. And I said, oh, Lord, what did I do? I signed up for 4 years for this. So I just sat there. I mean, I didn't even take it. I was so disillusioned. And so when it was all over, he said, okay, everybody that passed the test gets radio school. And whoever comes out first in radio school gets shore duty. He doesn't have to go to sea. Now, I had a little beauty back home. I didn't want to go to sea. So I said, well, let me tell you my story. And I told him, and he gave me the test over again. And, you know, anybody could pass it. So I went to radio school, and I bought an old wire recorder, and I recorded the code in class. And when the class was reading 8 words a minute, I was reading 18. By the time they got to 18, I was up to 36, because I was determined that I was going to have that little beauty with me all the time. So I came out first and got my first billet at the Federal Office Building in San Francisco, California. And then we went to Hawaii, and it was great. We had a wonderful 4 years. We had a daughter that was born over there, a son born over there, and it was really great.
Jeffrey, you're talking about anybody could pass at the International Morris Code. Of course, there was other subjects in there.
Oh, there was theory and there was math, and those are things I was always good at. So,
well, I know of a case where 156 individuals went into that class, and 48 graduated.
It was the same way with our class too. I mean, we had about 100. No, I think we had 80 something that started, and I think we had like maybe 25 that finally graduated. Oh, it got tough as you got along. Yeah. But I'm talking about the IRT, the did-did-did-dow-did-dow, to get in. I mean, that was so simple.
You handled that, huh?
Well, anybody could handle that. Yeah.
You put your singing away while you were in the service, outside of the shower, and occasionally to your wife. And you know, Jeffrey, the amazing thing that I look at is that you spent this time, you were in California, you spent time in Hawaii, you spent time in a lot of different places after you came out of the service. You were in sales, where the money is, and you did quite well with it.
And we spent a lot of time overseas, too. You know, we had operations in Japan and all over Southeast Asia, and so we spent a lot of time overseas as well. And although my beautiful Juanita didn't come with me all the time, she'd come. When I went alone, if I was in Japan alone, I'd get some little dinky hotel, Tokyo Inn, you know, a little small room. But when Mama would come with me, oh, I'd go first class. We'd stay at the New Otani.
But, and here's what I was getting to, you did not lose the voice and the ability to sing.
That's probably because I did.
Decades.
I probably didn't use it, that's why.
Well, that's,
you know,
some
when you people
lose
sing,
it, you know.
If they sing all their life, sometimes they abuse it. And I've never been one to sing very loud and strong, so I didn't push my voice ever.
When you decided to get back into it, it was pretty easy, or?
Well, I had a battle with singing in meter. I mean, I didn't learn to sing that way, and when you sing with a big band and there's 20 pieces, nobody waits on you. You got to be right there all the time. But it's been fun. It's been a great learning experience, and I love it. And I'm the general manager of the Skyliners this year. We had a wonderful director and manager last year. His name was John Landry. John retired. Now our musical director is Gerald Gilbo, very talented individual. Gerald is also the musical director of the Lafayette Concert Band. And between the two of us, I think we're going to really do something with the Skyliners. We have a lot of ambitions, not only to record, but to do some benefit concerts, which we think is important to the preservation of big band music. And we are forming a non-profit corporation for the preservation of big band music, because we'd like to see that music survive.
Jeffrey, let's pick another cut if we may, then we want to come back and visit with you a bit more.
Well, there's a wonderful song on this CD, Johnny, and it's called You Belong to My Heart, and I sing it both in English and in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And the Spanish portion was taught to me by Millie Boudreau. Millie Boudreau's husband, Kurt, played the trumpet. And when I came to Louisiana back in 1996, Millie and Kurt and J.A. Allen had a little trio. J.A. played the drums, Kurt played the trumpet, and Millie played the piano. And I joined them for a few songs. And Millie taught me that song, You Belong to My Heart, in Spanish. It's called Solamente Una Vez. So I do a pretty good job with the Spanish, and now I'm starting to enjoy the Spanish song, so I'm learning a few more in Spanish.
Great, let's do it. This is cut number three on the brand new CD with Jeffrey David and the Skyliners, and we'll be back.
Belong to my heart now and forever, and our love had its start not long ago. We were gathering stars while a million guitars played our love song. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. 'Twas a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes blew a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars, and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song, and you'll always belong to my heart. Solamente una vez, amen la vida. Solamente una vez, y nada más. Una vez nada más en mi huerto brilló la esperanza. La esperanza que alumbra camino de mi soledad. Una vez nada más se entrega la alma con la dulce total renunciación. Y cuando ese milagro realiza el prodigio de amarse, hay campanas de fiesta que cantan en el corazón.